Most recovery efforts in Louisiana are focused on getting residents back in their homes, but Plaquemines Parish, south of New Orleans, is equally concerned about getting people back in their boats. NPR's John Burnett reports those boats have to be salvaged one by one.
The epic storm laid waste to nearly everything afloat in the waterways of southeast Louisiana. Venice Boat Harbor, Turtle Bay, Bayou La Lutra, Oyster Factory Canal, Cupid's Gap, and Emmeline Pass. The damage to boats is so widespread that FEMA has enlisted the Coast Guard to oversee a first-of-its-kind operation to salvage nearly 3,000 sunken and stranded watercraft in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. FEMA has earmarked $85 million for obstruction and vessel removal in Louisiana alone. There are boats on levees, boats in trees, boats on the bottom, boats on boats, and boats in balls, says Charlie Rawson. He's Coast Guard commander in charge of the Louisiana boat salvage effort.
Many of the vessels that we deal with were put together and thrown together into a ball of boats, of which maybe 15 boats would be tangled together in one big mass of boats. You had to literally pick it apart like a jigsaw to figure out which is the one to pull out first, which one can I lift a little bit to pull the one out underneath.
Ground zero for Katrina's boat tossing was Plaquemines Parish, a marshy finger of land extending into the Gulf and bisected by the Mississippi River. The eye of the hurricane crossed here. Preceded by a 22-foot storm surge, it decimated the southern half of the parish, though almost everybody evacuated and only four people died. More than 1,400 vessels were ripped from their moorings. About two-thirds of those have been salvaged so far.
Yeah, Joe. It's a go on 20. Okay, good deal.
Timmy Cuvillon is one of the salvage contractors working down here. He's a tall, 31-year-old Cajun who lives in a white pickup with a two-way radio glued to his palm.
Okay, man. Good enough. Bye-bye.
He charges the Coast Guard from $12,000 up to $80,000 per boat salvage. With the federal government involved, each job requires a 9-page salvage plan, and each one is different. Take the Cecilia, a 70-foot shrimp boat that was lying on the levee on its starboard hull.
So you're in soft ground because you're in Louisiana. You're on the side of a levee, so it's uneven. And you might be 3 miles from the furthest water point. So now I've got to move 140 tons 3 miles. It presents a problem.
A fisherman's boat is his livelihood, and Covillon is well regarded for treating the injured vessels with care. Other salvagers haven't been so gentle, says Parish President Benny Roussel.
We have some examples of a large contractor coming onto the scene, and he salvaged these wooden boats with cables, which naturally cut the boats in half.
It's late one foggy afternoon at the Empire Harbor in Plaquemines Parish, now a boat graveyard. Shrimp and oyster boats sit on blocks in various stages of decomposition. The air is heavy with the smell of mud and diesel exhaust, and thick with mosquitoes. Brown pelicans glide across the brackish water, patrolling for dinner. A 51-year-old Vietnamese shrimper named Phuong Phan stands with his 18-year-old daughter, Nhi. They're anxiously watching Timmy Cuvillon's salvage barge, which is about to offload the remains of Phan's boat, the Captain Tuan.
It may be good, I repair. No good, buy a new one.
If it's no good, buy a new one. If it's good, repair it.
It's all way.
A crane gingerly lowers the ripped and mud-stained hull of the Captain Tuan. Its owner, in a jean jacket and sneakers, watches impassively. A huge man with Big Reg printed on his life vest directs the crane operator.
Swing the bar this way. Swing him over a little bit.
The rigging and nets are gone. The cabin is gone. A steady stream of foul black water pours from a crack in the fiberglass bow. Phan estimates his boat was worth $40,000. Like most shrimpers, he had no insurance.
So what does your dad think now?
He says probably a goner. Just won't be able to repair it.
Cuvillon wants to know from Phan what to do with the wreck, now suspended by nylon straps a few feet above the spongy earth.
All you're trying to do is just pull the props and the shaft and all that. I mean, you're not going to try to rebuild, right?
No, we're not.
No.
Don't even worry about putting a bow on something. Just put the bow on the ground and just keep the ass end up enough so we can get the shaft and the rudder and the prop and stuff like that.
Vietnamese shrimpers have thrived in Plaquemines Parish. Their work ethic and social support network are legendary. After two decades, they now control much of the shrimping industry down here. The damage wrought by Katrina is expected to drive many marginal operators out of the business, but those who know the Vietnamese shrimpers, like Phuong Phan, say they will borrow, buy a new boat, and start over. John Burnett, NPR News, New Orleans.